Governor Tim Walz demands role in federal investigation of Minneapolis shooting. By Neil Monroe on January 8, 2026. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., is demanding that his deputies be allowed back into the investigation into the Minneapolis shooting of a pro-migration protester. The demand comes amid growing evidence that his Democrat politicians are organizing and cheerleading the semi-violent protests. There is also much evidence that he and his deputies are covering up the massively profitable, government-funded fraud by Somali migrants in Minnesota that may have stolen billions of dollars from Minnesotans. I just want to make this as clear as possible to everyone. Minnesota must be part of this investigation. Walz told the media on Thursday after federal authorities rejected his police deputies from the investigation. The law enforcement officer shot the pro-migration protester in a street confrontation on Wednesday. The confrontation is just one clash as pro-migration protesters escalate their Democratic-backed, often violent, massive resistance to the federal efforts to enforce Americans' civil rights to the enforcement of their migration laws. Walz presented his demand as a matter of good government, public trust, and transparency, saying of the state's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, "These are nonpartisan career professionals who have spent years building the trust of the community, as true arbitrators who can get justice." But White House officials are showing their distrust of Walz and his Democrat-governed deputies at the BCA. "I think Tim Walz should resign because it's very clear either that he knew about the fraud in Minneapolis, he knew about welfare fraud, or at the very least, he looked the other way," Vice President J.D. Vance said on Thursday. There is much evidence to suggest that his political allies and donors in Minnesota's Somali enclave are being protected by Walz's deputies. For example, on Wednesday, Minnesota Republican legislators described threats against state auditors by Walz's deputies. They have explained that they live in a constant state of fear of retaliation, State Representative Mario Rarick, R., told the House hearing. "In our face-to-face meetings with the X group of state-employed whistleblowers, they revealed that workplace retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, being blacklisted from all state agencies, and I would note, most likely our largest counties as well, which are Democrat-run. And then there was a veiled threat of the use of military intelligence against them. One example that the whistleblowers let me know about comes from Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. On April 12, 2024, Flanagan comes to a DHS Health and Human Services Equity Conference at the Heritage Center and Brooklyn Center, in Minneapolis. On stage, Flanagan acknowledged the X account and the fraud concerns it raised, but publicly denounced the X government whistleblowers, and called them weirdos and losers sitting in their mother's basement. This was in a public setting with hundreds of participants and elicited gasps among the crowd. Meanwhile, Walz and his allies are trying to fuel protests against the DHS investigators who are simultaneously investigating Somali fraud and deporting Somali migrants. On Thursday, for example, state officials closed high schools, freeing many young people to harass federal officers on their rounds. Walz and the Democratic Party indirectly fund the street protests, and state officials help to direct the protests. Democrats, including Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, refuse to describe their hidden role in the massive resistance to federal authority. "Amid the Democratic-led chaos, many Americans in Minnesota want their nation's laws to be calmly and fairly enforced.